And apart from that, actually, I realized as I was driving here, I don't really know that much about you.
Really?
Well, I
I'm
mean,
a
I know that you're a fun guy and we go out and we have a few beers now and then, and it's always good to catch up with you. You're really easy to get along with. But apart from that, I don't really know that much about you.
man of mystery.
Oh, yeah, you are. So, like, let's unveil that mystery. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my parents are from Korea and they moved to Okinawa. And we lived on the base there, Kadena Air Force Base. So I was born in Okinawa.
How long were you living there? Until how old were you?
Until I was about 7.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to the American schools on base. So a lot of Japanese people ask me, oh, so, you were born in Okinawa, so that's how you learn Japanese. But I didn't really learn Japanese.
We're going to get on to that because you're one of the people I admire in terms of your Japanese skill. But just to stay on track with what you're pointing out now, so you basically grew up as an American in Okinawa.
That's right.
You didn't really play with the Japanese kids so much, or you met a few maybe in a neighborhood kind of thing, or you stayed pretty much entirely on the base, or what?
That's right. Well, we would go off base to go shopping.
Sure.
But on base, we were kind of in this special neighborhood on the base where the other families were translators. Also, my dad was a translator for the U.S. government.
Well, cool. So your father, he spoke Korean, Japanese, and English then?
Yeah.
Wow, cool. Okay. And then you moved to America. See, I knew you're American, but I didn't know about and I knew that you speak Japanese fluently. I didn't know about the base, and I thought you grew up in America. So you were there until you were 7, and then you moved to America?
That's right. My dad, he gave up a really nice, stable job because he wanted my older brother and I to grow up in the U.S.
That's interesting. And your mother, I assume, is also Korean. They were both first generation Koreans, and saw that America was basically the future for their kids.
I guess it was the American dream, right?
Okay, and did it work out? Like, what everything like you didn't have any problems because of that or anything?
Oh, it was a struggle for my parents, I think.
How so, if I may ask?
Well, my dad, he could speak English pretty well,
Right.
but my mom couldn't. So she actually didn't speak English very well at all. She spoke Japanese better than English.
Oh, okay.
She learned Japanese from watching TV, because we could watch Japanese TV on base.
Sure.
And so she watched a lot of those cooking programs or,
Samurai dramas. Did your mother come to eventually learn how to speak English though?
Yeah.
Okay.